We're talking today about the Shtei HaLechem. The Shtei HaLechem is a particular, almost kind of karban. We'll speak about it in a minute. It is something which is offered on Shavuos. The Torah tells us both in Parshas Emor and Parshas Pinchas that on Shavuos we would offer the Shtei HaLechem. What are the Shtei HaLechem? The Shtei HaLechem are two loaves of bread. These loaves of bread we would bring to the Beis HaMikdash. They would not be offered on the Mizbeach. They're just two loaves of bread. But nevertheless, the Torah refers to it as a Mincha Chadasha. It is clear in Mishnayos, in Chazal, in Rishonim, and Achronim, that the Shtei HaLechem, despite the fact that it is not actually offered on the Mizbeach, it nevertheless has the status of a Karban. Even though it's not actually offered on the Mizbeach, we treat it as if it is a karban. These two loaves of bread, so they come from Eretz Yisrael. The Torah tells us, Mimos Voseichem, Rashi quotes Velomi Chutz La'aretz. Generally speaking, we don't care where karbanos come from. The Mishnah tells us in Meseches Menachos and Daf Pei Gimel. Generally speaking, you can bring things from Chutz La'aretz or from Eretz Yisrael, but Shtei HaLechem and the Karban Omer, not for now, have to be brought from Eretz Yisrael. It's brought from Eretz Yisrael. What do we do with these two loaves of bread? So these two loaves of bread are entirely consumed by Kohanim. The Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Tamidim Umusafim Perek Ches Halacha Yud Aleph, based on the Gemara Meseches Yuma, that one of these loaves of bread that was brought on Shavuos, one the Kohen Gadol would take. The other one would be divided up amongst the other Kohanim. They would be able to eat it that day and up until the middle of the night. It's like a karban. Up until the middle, they eat it for the day. Up until midnight, they were able to eat the Shtei HaLechem. That is that. The Gemara calls it a karban mincha, even though the Shtei HaLechem, again, not only is it not offered, but most of the karban minchas in general, there's an isser for them to come from chametz. There's an isser for them to come from chametz, but that's not true with the Shtei HaLechem. The Shtei HaLechem are bread that is not considered to be chametz. That in and of itself is a little bit of a chiddush. It's a little bit of a chiddush that we're able to offer it as such. That's the Shtei HaLechem. The Shtei HaLechem, the Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim points out, is one of the matnas kehuna, because it goes to Kohen Gadol, one of them, the Kohanim, to the other ones, one of the Manas Kehuna. Reb Chaim Kanievsky points out in Derech Emuna, in his commentary in the Rambam and Seder Zrayim, that even though the Shtei HaLechem is called a Karban Mincha, a non-animal offering, it still gets counted separately in the list of 24 gifts the Kohanim get. One of them is Kohanim get to eat the Karban Mincha, and another one is to eat the Shtei HaLechem. Even though the Shtei HaLechem really is a Karban Mincha, since it's not offered on the Mizbeach, and since it gets entirely eaten by the Kohanim, the Rambam counts it separately in the list of the 24. So it is mentioned separately in that list of the 24, because in the end of the day, it is not offered on the Mizbeach. So that is a little bit of general background about the Shtei HaLechem. An important thing to know, again, we offer it on Shavuos. When we offer it on Shavuos, so we know that Shavuos is referred to as Chag HaBikurim. In the Torah. Many Rishonim interpret Chag HaBikurim to be a reference to Bikurim. That's why it's called Chag HaBikurim. We spoke about Bikurim a couple of days ago. The first fruits, the Shem Samim, that you bring to the Beis HaMikdash. There are some Rishonim, I believe Rashi in Parshas Pinchas, that writes that why is it called Chag HaBikurim? He thinks that Bikurim actually is a reference to the Shtei HaLechem. Why? Hope maybe we'll have time to talk about. But he thinks that, but part of what defines the nature of Shavuos is its presence as Shtei HaLechem. Is its presence, Shtei HaLechem, part of it that Shavuos is called? Shavuos in Chumash is not called the holiday of Matan Torah. It's called the holiday, for some Rishonim, when we offer the Shtei HaLechem, Chag HaBikurim. What we have to try to sort of discover, what we have to try to figure out a little bit, is why are we bringing it? That's one question. A related question is going to be this question about the role of the Kohanim. So the Kohanim eat all of it. That, by the way, is also a little bit intriguing. because many of the matnas kahuna are not eaten, like it's a portion of. It's a portion of the karban that kohanim eat. Even truma, they eat all the truma, but it's a portion of the food that they get. The shtei lechem, anyways, it's entirely consumed by the kohanim. And part of the question is, like we've spoken about, is the whole goal of the shtei halechem to get kohanim money and food? Is that its real goal? Or is there a different goal? Just end of the day, it has to go somewhere. End of the day, someone has to eat it. And therefore, the kohanim are the ones that sort of like get it. But it's not all geared. It's not all focused really on them. Not all really focused on them. So we're going to try to speak about, I think, three or so mahalchim, why we offer the shtei halechem. Within each approach, we're going to try to understand, within each approach, what role the kohanim play, and hopefully, Be'ez Hashem, we'll be able to understand, I think at the end at least, a very beautiful and very powerful insight as a result, albeit one that's a little bit more relevant for Shmuis, but certainly it's an emor, parshas Pinchas, and an idea in general, which I think has, which can resonate. Okay. The first mahalach in why you offer the shtei halechem is based on a mishnah in Menachos on daf samiches amid beis. The halacha is as follows. The grain, so there's a new season of grain called chadash. Yashan is the old season of grain. Chadash is the new season of grain. The halacha is that you're only allowed to eat. Now we nowadays, especially in America, we're makel with chadash. We eat grains in America. Although when Moshe Lichtenstein, I believe, was the head of the Torah Mitzvah Kol in Cleveland, he dafka had a freezer. I was told the Lichtenstein did very much on chadash. He had to freeze massive amounts of challah, so he would have yashan. He would have yashan challah. I think when he was in Cleveland, but nevertheless, I'm trying to connect. But that's also the only thing I know that I can share. I think one other thing. But that is undoubtedly, so there's an Isser of Chadash. When are you allowed to start eating the new grain? When you bring on Pesach what's called the Karban HaOmer. The Karban Omer, it's the new grain. When you offer the new grain, so then you are allowed to start eating, the new grain. Karban Omer is matir, the new grain. However, the Mishnah tells us that the new grain, even though you were allowed to eat the new grain once you offer the Karban Omer, you weren't allowed to use new grain as a Karban yet. The first time that you're allowed to use new grain as a Karban is the Shtei Halechem. The Shtei Halechem, when you bring the Shtei Halechem, that is what permits you, that's what makes it mutter, for you to be able to eat bring the new grain as a Karban Mincha up to the Beis HaMikdash. The Karban HaOmer allows you to eat all the new grain, all the new produce, the new challah, the new syrup, all those things outside the Beis HaMikdash, but only when you offer the Shtei Halechem can you now start bringing it b'mikdash. If you would bring a Karban from the new grain before the Shtei Halechem, the Mishnah says it would still be kosher, but you're really not supposed to. It would probably be usher. Because that is the case, unsurprisingly, Tosfos in Menachos and Daf Memches Amid Beis maintains within one day, that the primary reason why you bring the Shtei Halechem is what you would call a matir. The main reason why you're bringing the Shtei Halechem, it doesn't have that much like positive inherent value. It's that there are certain things in halacha which permit. Geirushin, a get, isn't a mitzvah b'pashtus. It's a matir. It allows a woman to now get remarried. The shtei halechem is a carbon that you bring, which it allows you to now bring from new grain into the Beis HaMikdash. It's what's called a matir. It's called a matir. The lechem, when you bring the shtei halechem, you bring it with other karbanos. But halechem, hu hamatir, says Tosfos there, in Menachos an Memches Amid Beis, there in fact is a matir. That's one component of what it's all about. Okay? There's some achron in the Sfas Emes, maybe a different day in Tosfos, that question if that's really true. It's really a matir. That's the first shot. It really is. It really is a matir. However, there is a second interpretation as to why we bring the Shtei Halechem. And we're going to try to build a little bit to present the idea, to present the idea in a nice way. The first ta'ara is as follows. The Shtei HaLechem, when you read in Parshas Emor, in Perek Chav Gimel of Parshas Emor, the Torah goes through all of the holidays. Most of the holidays, most of the Moedim, the Torah mentions the core mitzvos associated with that particular Moed. So when it comes to Yom Kippur, we speak about Inoy. When it comes to Sukkot, we speak about Dal Minim and Sukkah. When it comes to Pesach, we speak about Matzah. We speak about, carbon Pesach is there. You speak about a lot of the core mitzvos associated with those days. In Parshas Emor, you actually don't find that many references to the karbanos that are offered on those holidays. On Sukkot, you hear a lot more about Sukkah and Dal Minim, not really about the carbon itself. That's more broad in Parshas Pinchas. But Parshas Emor is like the parts of the Moedim that we tend to be more familiar with. Nevertheless, in the context of Parshas Emor, when we speak about Shofar, when we speak about Inoy, we speak about Sukkah Dal Minim, when we speak about all the parts of the different Moedim, the regular mitzvos, Shtei HaLechem, this carbon, is mentioned there in Parshas Emor. It's mentioned there in Parshas Emor. That in and of itself is a little bit intriguing. It's a little bit intriguing that you'd be mentioning it as part of your presentation of Shavuos. Now, many of us also know that Shavuos is a yontif which doesn't have its mitzvah. It doesn't have its mitzvah because it has Torah, people like to say, but it really doesn't have a mitzvah uniquely associated with it, other than maybe the Shtei Halacha. The Shtei Halacha is a mitzvah associated, it's brought there in Parshas Emor. It does seem to be Kamar Omer there also, which is part of this, but it really is there, which gets us thinking. It's likely that the reason why we bring the Shtei HaLechem isn't just to be matir. It isn't just to permit the new grain, but it's something about Shavuos also. It's something about Shavuos also. The Brisker Rav in Menachos on Daf Hey Amid Aleph, the Brisker Rav in Menachos on Hey Amid Aleph says, in fact, that that's true. He thinks that there's two reasons why you bring the Karban HaOmer, the Shtei HaLechem. One is to permit the new grain to now be offered in the Mikdash. It permits the new grain. Okay. Secondly, it's what the Brisker Rav calls a Chovas Hayom. What the Brisker Rav calls a Chovas Hayom. What does he mean, a Chovas Hayom? That different days on the Jewish calendar, because those days are unique, they therefore get extra karbanos. As an example, every Shabbos is a little bit unique. So what do we offer every Shabbos in addition to the regular sacrifices? We offer a karban musaf. That's why we daven musaf on Shabbos, because we have an extra karban on Shabbos. So we daven an extra tefillah on Shabbos, because davening corresponds to two karbanos. The karban musaf is what's called a chovas hayom. It's an extra karban you bring on certain special days of the Jewish calendar. We bring extra karbanos because those are unique days. It's not a surprising thing. On more special occasions, we have special karbanos. Just like in a special occasion person's home, they have a nicer meal or a fancier meal. So on special days in the Jewish calendar, which actually correspond with the days that we have special meals, there are special karbanos that are offered in addition. Rav Zsolti in Mishnas Yaivet. Say we call Mishnas Yaivet, written by Rav Zsolti. If you've ever stayed in Yerushalayim in King David's Crown, there is a Beis Medrash and a Shul right there, where I think his nephew, Rav Arya Zsolti, is a Pratama Chacham, is Rosh Kolel. Rav Zsolti, Mishnas Yaivetz, a Svarim over there, wonderful Svarim. He suggests, in fact, that there is, like this idea of the Brisker Rav, that really there are two elements to why we bring the Shtei HaLechem. One, to permit the new grain as a karban. The second, as a Chovas Hayom. He suggests that's why it's mentioned twice in Chumash. Mentioned twice in Chumash because there's two different elements or components of it. Two different elements, two different components of it. Now, if you work with both of these approaches, you come to something intriguing, which is, why are the Kohanim getting it, and why are the Kohanim eating it? Presumably, according to both of these approaches, it isn't a din that, it was a way of getting the Kohanim to be able to eat it. It wasn't we established the mitzvah of Shtei HaLechem to get money to Kohanim. It's not the way some understand Truma. It's not like a sales tax. Like whenever you want to eat your food, you have to give a portion to the Kohanim. That's not what it is. It's not what it is. It's not so clear what role the Kohanim play. Are they just like Lemaisa, you know, they're holier people, so we want them to get it, and they're going to dress for it. What else are we going to do with Shtei HaLechem? We're not burning it anyway, so we just give it to the Kohanim because they're there. But it doesn't seem to be like what's driving the Shtei HaLechem, or there's like that much of a powerful message or idea from the fact that this gets given over to the Kohanim. It goes to the Kohen, but does not seem to be, again, as powerful an idea. There is, however, an additional mahalach that we're going to try to develop, which I think I think you could say something, and we're going to try to. Why would it be that Shtei HaLechem is brought on Shavuos? Why would it be it's brought on Shavuos? What is the chashivas of the Shtei HaLechem being brought on Shavuos? So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah actually says that we bring the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos because Shavuos, we don't always focus on this, I think, is also referred to as the day of judgment, the Mishnah says Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tzayin, for Peiros HaIlan. That many of the, even though the dominant feeling on Shavuos is not that it's the day of judgment, that's Rosh Hashanah, but the day of judgment for fruit on trees. And we bring the Shtei HaLechem, the Gemara says, as a way, Kadesh Yisbarchu Lachem Peiros HaIlan. It's like a certain carbon we bring, which somehow helps, it somehow is like gets us, like, I don't know if it's a kapara, but it gets us, maybe it is, it's a Yom HaDin, and we bring the Shtei HaLechem when we use our produce in a kadosh way, that somehow gets Hashem to be nicer in the day of judgment of our Peiros HaIlan. Okay, that's one way of saying it. But for many, it's very likely the Shtei HaLechem has a very strong connection to Shavuos being Matan Torah. Shavuos is the day that we got Torah, one. Two, Shavuos is the day we offer the Shtei HaLechem. The question is, what is the significance of that? And what exactly is the link behind the Shtei HaLechem on the one hand and Shavuos being Matan Torah on the other? There are so many things we could have brought for Matan Torah. Why two loaves of bread? What is the significance of bringing that on the day of Matan Torah? What exactly are we trying to accomplish? So there's a lot of different pshatim. The Akedas Yitzchak says that we bring the Shtei HaLechem, two loaves of bread on Shavuos, to correspond to the two Torahs we got, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Sheba'al Peh. That's why it's a Shtei HaLechem. It represents something about Torah. The two is very, very important. The Maharal is a very important pshat, but there's a very famous insight. It's found in the Aruch HaShulchan, I think a bit in the Bar Benel. It's found in many others, which is the following very intriguing idea. You know, we begin on Pesach by bringing the Karban Omer. We end on Shavuos by bringing the Shtei HaLechem. The Karban HaOmer, the Gemara tells us, based in Sotan Daf Tezvav Mebeis, was brought from Seorim, from barley, which is referred to as Michael Behema. Animals eat barley. Us in Chilent. Okay. First of all, but there's something to be said for animals eat barley. When it comes to Shavuos, we offer the Shtei HaLechem. Lechem comes from Chita. Lechem comes from wheat. Michael Adam. People eat wheat. What is this highlighting for us? The Aruch HaShulchan develops, he quotes the idea. It's a very famous idea. The Aruch HaShulchan says as follows. You begin on Pesach with Michael Behema. B'nai Yisrael left Mitzrayim. B'nai Yisrael was in a very, very low place when they left Mitzrayim. The Pesukim in Sefer Yecheskel, the Aruch HaShulchan. That you start at a very low level. They started eating. They were like animals when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim. If you look at even some of the Pesukim, again, Sefer Yecheskel, I think Perek Kaf, look at the places like Bnei Yisrael and Mitzrayim, they were very, very low. Oh, it's the 40 minutes thing. He's still there. No, we lost him. No, he's still there. Okay. Oh, he's back in. Ah, okay, fine. So we'll move quickly. But when you, or I guess we won't. I don't know. So we'll see what we could do. There's a. It starts as Michael Behema. Bnei Yisrael was at a little bit of a low level, and by the time Shavuos comes, they're already it's Michael Adam. Bnei Yisrael, for the time period of Sfiras HaOmer, went from leaving Mitzrayim at a very low place to Maamad Har Sinai at a very, very high place, at a very, very elevated place, at a very unique place. That's part of Shtei HaLechem. It's part of Shtei HaLechem. If that's true, so I think we can perceive the achila of the Kohanim in a little bit of a different way. I think the gift to the Kohanim in a bit of a different way. Number one, it's important the Kohanim eat it because it's all about Michael Adam. It's all about people and their capacity to really eat it. Part of what the Kohanim are doing when they eat it is demonstrating the fact that they're now ra'oi on Shavuos of eating Michael Adam. It's also that if the idea of the Shtei HaLechem is showing that B'nai Yisrael now on Shavuos is worthy of eating food fit for men, we've left Egypt. When people are slaves, it takes a while as far as developing their own sense of self-confidence, their own capacity to function more independently, that they can control elements of their lives. It becomes very, very difficult. So you wait a little bit, and Shavuos, they're finally there. It's the Kohanim eating it that really represents, in many ways, a certain point of spiritual elevation, that when they're eating it, it's Michael Adam. That being the case, we'll chazer what we said, so we can be sensitive to Yair, that Shtei Lechem works on two levels. Shtei Lechem, on the one hand, is on three levels. It's a matir. Shtei Lechem is also a chovas hayom. And possibly part of the chovas hayom is that Shtei Lechem is connected to the world of Shavuos and Matan Torah. And if that's the case, part of what we have here is something very critical, I think, and very, very important about the role of Kohanim eating it. Kohanim eating it because they are the elevated people worthy of demonstrating that the Torah, in fact, can transform you to be ra'oi of being Michael Adam. The Kohanim are the ones who are elevated enough to best demonstrate this value as described by the Shtei HaLechem. At least, again, hopefully that was somewhat clear and helpful. Sorry about the zoom at the end.